This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In a statement, Prime Minister's office informed that during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defense, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi further recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take India-Brazil strategic partnerships to new heights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. He was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government, highlighting that Dr. Swaminathan-led movement to make India self-reliant in food production. The Prime Minister said today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops.
Dr. Swaminathan ne Bharat ko khadyan mein atmanirbhar banane ka abhiyan chalaya. Wo kheti mein chemical ke badhte prayog aur monoculture farming ke khatron se kisanon ko lagatar jagrut karte rahe. Yani ek taraf wo grain production badhane ka prayas kar rahe the aur saath hi unhe धरती माँ की भी चिंता थी। दोनों के बीच संतुलन साधने और चुनौतियों का समाधान करने के लिए उन्होंने एवर ग्रीन रिवॉल्यूशन का कंसेप्ट दिया। उन्होंने बायो विलेज का कंसेप्ट दिया, जिसके जरिए गांव के लोगों और किसानों का सशक्तिकरण हो सकता है।
The Prime Minister said 21st century India is fully committed to becoming a developed nation and this goal will be achieved through the contribution of every section of society and every profession. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow. Earlier in the day, Mr. Doval held talks with Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu. Speaking on the occasion, the National Security Advisor said, India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship. He said, both sides had high-level engagement and these engagements have contributed very substantially. The NSA also said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon and the dates are almost finalized. However, no specific date or timeline has been indicated about the visit. NDA has authorized Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda to select the alliance's vice president candidate. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the decision was taken unanimously during the NDA Parliamentary Party Floor Leaders meeting held in the Parliament complex yesterday. He said the meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Mr. Rijiju said that the date for the filing of nomination for the election of the vice president will be 21st of this month. The minister said the polling will be held on 9th September and counting will also be on the same day. Gujarat will launch large-scale Har Ghar Tiranga, Har Ghar Swachhata campaign from today to August 15th to mark the 79th Independence Day. Minister of State for Sports and Youth Affairs Harsh Sanghvi informed that the campaign will involve grand Tiranga Yatra processions, cleanliness rallies and a series of patriotic activities across the state. In Sikkim, the last batch of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has reached Gangtok. The 10th and the last batch of pilgrims this year to Nathula Pass consists of 50 persons including officials. Today they will be briefed by the ITBP personnel at Gangtok. The team will stay 4 days at Serathang and 17 miles for acclimatization before beginning their journey towards Kailash and Mansarovar. They will complete the journey within 11 to 12 days. This year, after a gap of 5 years, the yatra has been resumed through the Nathula in Sikkim. Governor Om Prakash Mathur flagged off the yatra in June at Nathula. Devotees from all across the country came for the Kailash Mansarovar yatra this year. India's medal tally at the Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships rose to 12 after 5 male pugilists powered their way into the semi-finals with impressive victories in their respective weight categories in Bangkok. The Under-19 and Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships are being held simultaneously and India has also assured 13 medals in the Under-22 category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.